Yes, there is a question here, and I think it's really interesting and needed. Could you please explain the Battle of Ideas and what is it, and what forms does it take in Cuba? And why did you call it Battle of Ideas? Oh. Let me tell you that this Battle of Ideas is used in Cuba, but not only in Cuba. Battle of Ideas is also used by the US government. They are also carrying out a battle of ideas. It's not because I'm telling you that. It's written in documents, in official documents, in the documents on the national strategy in the United States. They also have been included this battle of ideas. Maybe you believe it or not, but it is. You can check it on website. And against this battle of ideas, we also have been working on our own battle of ideas, on ideas that we can and we believe a new society, a better world can be exist. And we have proved that a better world can be exist, and we have proved that we can live without the United States, and they cannot forgive us for that. And this is one of the main things that cannot stop with this blockade, with this all political harassment from one state to another state. And we have been enduring this most powerful blockade from this powerful country as well. And that's why this Battle of Ideas was really needed. And the Battle of Ideas is intended mainly to work with people, with children, with hold the society that for certain reasons have been less risky economical conditions, or at least a dysfunctioning families, or those people who are facing more problems, people who needs more help. That's mainly the idea of this battle of idea, and it's in general it's an ideological work. And this battle of ideas includes more than 100 programs. For example, in this battle of ideas have been included round tables on TV every day, almost every day, and public rallies in different municipalities. In this battle of ideas has been included the work that has been doing in our schools, in primary schools. In the last 2 years, all primary schools have been refurbished. There are 20, in this battle of ideas also have been included the idea of having 20 children per classroom. So one teacher for 20 students in every primary classroom. And in secondary school, two teachers per 15 students as well. And there is also a great investment in trying to provide a TV set and VCR for every classroom in order to back to support the schooling process and the way of receiving knowledge for children. So our children are learning more and more, 2-3 times more than they used to learn some years ago. And in this battle of ideas also have been included the work of social workers and the schools, because there are some schools, there are 4 schools, social workers' schools. They are paid, because in our organization we have social workers, but they are volunteer. But now they are professional social workers, young people who work mainly with dysfunctioning families, working with those families who need more help, trying to get more balance between all citizens, trying to give more justice, more social justice to all citizens, no matter if you work or not, no matter your political belief, no matter your religious beliefs. So this is very important. And there are many, many other programs. For example, there are new TV channels, which are educational channels devoted to upgrade all citizens in Cuba. Also, there is a university for senior people has been very, which is very popular. In every municipality, there has been this university for senior people. Many men and women as well are attending this university. And maybe you know, in Cuba, we are working for improving the life expectancy, which is quite high, but we are sure we can continue improving. Nowadays, it is 76 years, so that's the general average, and 78 for women and 74 for women. And we believe that we can increase it to 80, to the age of 80. And nowadays, it's very popular, the club of 120. And many senior people are very enthusiastic with this, in this club. And it's not, the point is not only to live more, live with quality of life. And it includes to be in good health, mentally healthy. And for that, it's very good if you are mentally active. So this university for all is very popular now because many senior people are practicing sports and practicing Tai Chi in parks and many other circles for senior people. And also, they are studying, they are working on this mental health as well. So there are many, many other programs. There are more than 100. So I cannot mention all of them, but this has been a real ongoing revolution in Cuba, which never stops. So there is an interesting question here. Within the Cuban Women's Federation, what action is taken to counter the 43-year blockade imposed by the U.S. government and ruling class? Well, one of our main activities is to continue denouncing this blockade, because sometimes our enemies, the U.S. government, not only the U.S. government, but other people as well, are saying that we use the blockade just as a pretext of our errors, of our mistakes. And we say, okay, lift the blockade, and we won't have any pretext. Okay, why don't you lift the blockade? But they know. They know they have to continue having and exerting this blockade on Cuba. But for the blockade, we will have gone more and more. We have done many other things and better life for all citizens. And no matter this blockade, we have made many things. We have made many things with little, with very little. And we have also the responsibility and the commitment of continue denouncing and talking about this blockade and explaining this blockade. And for us, so for Cuban women, we have been developing a culture of resistance, which has been very important. And also a culture of surviving, but we didn't stop there. We have been also developing. We have been developing in those areas in which we were some added values on, in which we have more possibilities. And we didn't stop there. We were also offering help to other countries, to those countries who needed also, who need also a lot of help. And for us, this solidarity is not charity. It's not to give what you have spare. It's when you share everything you have, no matter how little it is. So there is another question here about the how this U.S. blockade affect the health and safety of Cuban children. Let me tell you, in Cuba, seven every seven citizen or 70%, okay, let me tell you, 70% of all citizens in Cuba have been are born under these blockade conditions. So for us, you can understand what this means. Since you wake up in the morning, you are facing, you are challenging a new difficult life. It's not, I don't mean it's a terrible life, but it's a difficult life. It's a challenge. Sometimes there are no electricity. Sometimes you don't have need this and this. And all the time we are inventing things, how to overcome this, all of these shortages and difficulties. And all our children, of course, are born under these conditions. And many children have been affected because of lack of medicines, because of lack of different equipment for some operations. For example, children, this is quite painful, it's very painful, but many children that suffer from cancer in oncological hospitals are suffering very hard because the advancement of technology have invented so many things for help this type of patients. We cannot buy this. If it is a pharmaceutical industry in the United States or any of this branch or any of its branches, if they know the final destination is Cuba, they cannot sell this to Cuba, no matter if it is for a child or not. So the situation is sometimes it's really difficult for many children. I mean, in terms of health and because of mainly for shortages in the medicines and for the rest of the citizens as well. That's one of the examples. There are many. You can consult in our websites the last report that was submitted to the Secretary General of the UN. And this report, it's very interesting. It gives you many examples. It was submitted to the UN. The title is about the necessity to put an end of the U.S. blockade against Cuba. And there are many recent examples of how this blockade, this policy, has been affecting Cuban children and the Cuban population and the Cuban economy and all Cuban life.
So this question is, do you believe that the Cuban Revolution is winning the battle of ideas? And do you believe that the majority of Cubans have the socialist ideals in their heart compared to the individualist ideals in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the Cuban Revolution is winning the battle of ideas? Do you believe that the majority of Cubans have more at the socialist ideals in their hearts than in the individualistic ideals of the USA? Yeah. I think the Cuban Revolution has shown or has demonstrated that this project is still on the way. We didn't finish our project. We are still constructing this socialist project. So many people say the socialism has failed, but there is no still socialism. So you cannot blame or you cannot criticize a society, a type of society, that socialist society, because there is no socialism still have been winning. So all of this have been attempts, or there are many countries have been intending to construct it, and this is still ongoing process. And there are many things in many other countries that have been changing. No matter the name, maybe the name, the term, is not the most important thing. No matter if it is socialism, no matter if it is communism, or any other name that you can put it or named. The most important thing for us is to construct a better society. A better society with more justice, with social justice. in which women and men have the same rights, so have the equality in terms of rights, opportunities and possibilities. Because sometimes you have the right, for example, for a woman, a young woman, you have the right to study at the university. Maybe you have the right, you have the real opportunity to study at the university because you passed the inter-test and so on. But then the real possibility sometimes is quite far because in Cuba, at least, if you are pregnant and you're a little child or a single mother, sometimes it's very quite difficult. So it's very important to work on people individually as well. And that's why we are working, so the Cuban people is working on this battle of ideas of constructing a new society with better men and women. And it takes too long, 45 years is not too much against 500 of years. You cannot criticize Cuba because we didn't reach this paradise we would like to have. Of course not. And many people criticize Cuba, but it's quite difficult to criticize Cuba from another environment, from other conditions. It's very easy. And which is not easy is to put aside your personal dreams, which is not very easy to put aside your individual ideas or dreams maybe for the sake of social ideas for a better society. And sometimes people do not understand this, and some people are not in the position of doing that. But I think that most of the people, not all people, of course not, you cannot do that. A great percentage of Cuban people are in the position of continuing working and striving for a better society with more justice and with a better life.